He was a great man. He was a young man from Gettysburg, South Dakota. So, small school guy that I loved to be part of. And he was a picture of work ethic. He was a picture of, coachability. But I think one of his greatest qualities, he was a loved guy. I mean, he had so many good friends, and he was one of those guys that everybody respected and loved because he did the same to others.
Did he keep in touch with you after school, after he got into this aerial business, I guess? Did you keep in touch at all, at least a little?
We crossed paths when he was down here tailgating, really. And it was always fun to see him in the parking lot with his RV cooking up a storm just before the game. And he's very loyal in that. But not a lot of contact in terms of what was going on where he was from.
Well, how'd you find out about this? I mean, it's such a remote area. I mean, who let you know about this terrible thing?
Well, this friendship, this bond, this football family is stronger than you and I can even imagine. And so I got a call from one of his best friends this morning early. We were watching film. I'm guessing it was before 7, and let me know. And I could tell by the emotion in his voice something was up. So, again, this is not a bunch of football guys that come together 5 years and then separate. These bonds are, again, you can't imagine how strong they are.
Right. And again, Coach, just give us a kind of a thumbnail sketch of DJ.
DJ was a guy that... was always positive, had a smile on his face almost constantly. His work ethic was phenomenal. Said very little, but just did exactly everything he asked him to do. And I'm guessing he served his teammates the same way, in their friendships and relationships and stuff.